On today's show, Chevrolet's Find New Roads campaign is not connecting with consumers. F-650s and 750s give Ford a big advantage in truck sales, and suppliers rate the purchasing vice presidents. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily for May 19th of 2015. Driving a sports car can be a lot of fun, unless you're tied up in traffic. And that may be a key reason why Porsche just invested in a company called INRIX, which specializes in real-time traffic analysis. Interestingly, INRIX, which is based just outside of Seattle, Washington, uses a variety of sources to analyze traffic, including crowdsourcing. According to Philip Von Hagen, who is on the board of supervisors at Porsche, connectivity between cars and infrastructure is one of the mega trends in the automotive industry. And Von Hagen suggests that Porsche is going to make additional investments in connectivity and mobility services. The most interesting aspect of this deal is that you will not find any reference to it on Porsche's corporate website. Speaking of board members saying interesting things, Neville Isdell is stepping down from the board of General Motors, and he gave Bloomberg's David Welch an earful of things he does not like that's happening there. Even though he praised Mary Barra, Isdell was especially critical of marketing at Chevrolet. 2 years after Chevrolet launched its advertising campaign with the tagline, "Find New Roads," buying consideration of the Chevrolet brand actually went down. So far this year, Chevy has lost a tenth of a point of market share in the U.S. market and is losing sales and share on a global basis. Now, you would think that this would put enormous pressure on Tim Mahoney, Chevrolet's global chief marketing officer, except for one thing. The Find New Roads campaign started before he arrived at General Motors after stints at Porsche, Subaru, and Volkswagen. And we'll be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Ford has a big advantage over Chevrolet and Ram in truck sales because Ford is the only one that competes in the heavy truck segment. The Ford F-Series lineup stretches all the way to the F-650 and 750, which are classified as Class 6 and Class 7 heavy trucks. Chevy and Ram do not compete there. On AutoLine this week, John Rupert at Ford explained that they get anywhere from 6 to 8 adjacency sales for every heavy truck that they sell. In other words, someone buying one of the heavies will also buy a handful of other F-Series trucks or maybe even a couple of transit vans. It's one-stop shopping for fleet operators. Last year, Ford sold nearly 20,000 of its heavy trucks, but that means they generated more than 100,000 sales of additional trucks and vans. The head of FCA's Mopar division, Pietro Gorlier, just got a promotion. In addition to his current role, starting at the end of June, he'll take over as Chief Operating Officer of Components and will report directly to CEO Sergio Marchionne. Gorlier is replacing Eugenio Roselli, who's leaving the company. We keep saying, remember Pietro's name. He seems to have a bright future at FCA. If you're in purchasing in the automotive industry, you'll want to check out the interview that I did with John Hanke, the president of Planning Perspectives Incorporated. For the past 15 years, his company has interviewed hundreds of automotive suppliers about their relationships with automakers. I asked John how suppliers rank the trustworthiness and effectiveness of the vice presidents of purchasing at the car companies, and what they had to say will open your eyes. Coming up next, some of the engineering design secrets of the Cadillac CT6. Cadillac Cadillac's all-new flagship, the CT6, is a clean-sheet design. It's completely new from the ground up. And that means the engineers got to be creative. Travis Hester, the executive chief engineer of the CT6, just joined us for Autoline After Hours. And in the following clip, he shares the details about one of its clever new features.
This part we call the front body hinge pillar. This is a single casting that runs from the top here of the A-pillar down to the rocker and all the way through to the shock tower. This part is one single casting from a very large high-pressure die casting tool. It's aluminum. It has an outer and an inner all in one part. And this is designed specifically to do several roles. It's designed to keep stiffness in the front structure here. It's designed to keep very good NVH characteristics and to manage crash loads exactly how we want them to be. And just as a comparison, in a normal car that may be aluminum or steel or any other construction that you want, we would typically have 35 components that would make up this one component. So we consolidated parts here down from 35 to one.
Wow.
And that does things. You can see the ribbing, the deep ribbing that we have here in this casting. That's there for load management of our, you know, we have large wheels and tires on this car because it just looks great. Mm-hmm. And it helps with load management. It helps with front crash. But because you don't have, you know, when you have 35 parts coming together, there is inherent movement in those parts that as an engineer you always try and fight against. You put structural adhesive or you put spot welds or you put whatever you need to do to remove any sort of rigidity movement and to seal up NVH gaps and other things. I don't have that problem in this car. There's 35 issues I don't have to deal with because it's all there.
There's a lot of great information about the CT6 in that show, so check it out on our website or our YouTube channel. And check out our website to learn how you can win an autographed copy of Richard Rawlins' book, Fast and Loud, Blood, Sweat, and Beers. He's going to be our guest on After Hours this coming Thursday. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.